Chapter 33. From the gallery beyond the living and working area, Enzo stood in the semi-darkness, looking down into the well of the building, where Charlotte conducted her patient consultations in the indoor garden. The rain finally had caught up with him, and he heard it battering now on the glass roof overhead, almost drowning out the musical tinkle of the artificial stream in the garden below. From here he could also see into her bedroom, glass walls opening onto a view of the garden beneath it. A bedside lamp cast a warm glow around it, and he saw the rumpled sheets of her unmade bed. A bed he had shared with her many times, always aware of how exposed they were to the view of anyone standing where he stood now. It had always been an inhibiting factor. But not for Charlotte. She had laughed at the idea of feeling watched, and told him the story of the two Italian soldiers billeted during the war with the former owners of this one-time coal merchants in the 13th arrondissement. On the day of liberation, the elderly couple had murdered the soldiers and buried them under the floor of the former coal store, an area now cemented over and providing the foundation for Charlotte's indoor garden. They had told her this when selling her the property, and she had been amused by the idea that her home might be haunted by their ghosts. If anyone was watching them, she had once told Enzo, it would be her Italians. And who could deny them a little entertainment after their lives had been cut so brutally short?
"Will you stay for something to eat?"
He turned and saw her standing at the top of the short flight of steps leading up to her office. He had not heard her hang up the phone.
"No, I won't. I have to get out to Charles de Gaulle tonight. I'm booked into one of the airport hotels."
"You could have stayed here," she said,
and when he didn't respond, added, "You know I have a guest bedroom." He felt unaccountably disappointed. He might be the father of her child, but it seemed he was no longer welcome to share her bed.
"The flight to Morocco leaves early. It made more sense to be at a hotel out there."
"Then why are you here?"
The light was behind her, and he couldn't see her face. But her body was outlined in silhouette, tall and willowy, dark curls falling abundantly over her shoulders. He felt the pain of their estrangement acutely.